The United States is dropping its opposition to sending battle tanks to Ukraine. The White House will on Wednesday announce it's sending Abrams tanks to bolster the Ukrainian effort. It would be a U-turn for Washington, which just days ago had argued against sending the M1 Abrams tanks despite requests from Kyiv. Ukraine says these heavily armored Western tanks are essential for protecting lives, given an expected Russian offensive in the near future. Patty Culhane has more from Washington.
A source of mine from within the government has told me that we can expect on Wednesday at the White House an announcement that a deal has in fact been reached and that the U.S. will be supplying Ukraine A1 Abrams tanks. It's a very powerful tank. Now, this comes after weeks of the top brass at the Pentagon, the Secretary of Defense, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, really casting doubt on whether or not that this could really help Ukraine. They said the focus is on the upcoming spring offensive. There wouldn't be enough time to get that done.
Ukraine's government is vowing greater anti-corruption efforts after a string of resignations. Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal made the promise during a cabinet session. Top advisor, four deputy ministers and five regional governors left their posts on Tuesday. It's the biggest shakeup in the country's leadership since February's invasion by Russia. At least 67 journalists and media workers were killed last year. That is the highest number since 2018 and an almost 50% rise over 2021. More than half of the killings occurred in just three countries, Ukraine, Mexico and Haiti. 18 of those killed were local reporters who were murdered in retaliation for their work covering politics, crime or corruption. Lebanon's head of security and a former prime minister are among several officials to be charged over the deadly blast at the Beirut port in 2020. An investigation was reopened on Monday after more than a year. The country's top prosecutor, who's also being charged, says the probe should remain suspended. The human rights group Fortify Rights has filed a criminal complaint in Germany accusing Myanmar's military of genocide. The organization accuses the military of crimes against humanity and war crimes over its crackdown on Rohingya Muslims in 2016 and 2017.